Today is September the 18th, 2020. Welcome to a round of the Word in 180 days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon. I'm your host for the program, and this school year we are reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our awesome God. Now, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are awesome. You are beautiful. You are comforting, and you're the desire of our hearts. You are equal to none other. And Lord, you are fearless. You're generous and great. You are holy and high above all things. You are Emmanuel, and you are just in time. You are the key to all knowledge, and you are the Lord of the earth. Oh Lord, you are merciful, and you are next to us as we pray. Oh Lord, you are omnipotent and personal. You are the quieter of our souls. And Lord, you are our rock and our refuge. Lord, you're the Son of God and the Son of Man and the teacher of teachers and the underwriter of all things. There is victory in the blood of Jesus because you have wonder-working powers. Please continue to examine our souls that we may be pleasing to you, for you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You do not change. And Lord, you are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, O King. We come before you on this Friday. Fridays, Lord, are a day of exhaustion for the teachers and the kids, and for all of those who come to work each day to serve. Lord, I lift up all of our paraprofessionals, from the bus drivers and the crossing guards, to the cafeteria workers, to the classroom aides, and to all those who do the grunt, hard work. Oh, Lord, I praise you for them, and I pray for those that love you, that as they interact with the students, they show that extra love, and the kids know it. I pray for all the students who are Christians, particularly those in high school and middle school who can proclaim how much they love you. Help them to do it gracefully and naturally and with great love. And I pray for all the adults on campus, Lord, who love you. Help them to exude with that kind of love today, especially for each other and, of course, the children. We praise you, Lord, for this opportunity, this high calling for all those in education who love you so, that your love and truth may transform our schools in a way that nobody could even begin to understand, but would have to point to you. Look what our God has done. What a gracious King you are. We praise you and look to you for all things. And we ask for this in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We got to Psalm 18 yesterday, and I had to split it up a little bit, or I'd be 20 minutes on this podcast. And so instead, I did choose to split it in half. So we're in the second half of Psalm 18 today. The Word of God, Psalm 18, 25 to 50. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure. And with the wicked, you make yourself seem torturous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and I did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet, for you equipped me with the strength for battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. Peoples whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came clinging to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. The Word of God, Psalm 18, 25 to 50. Praise God for his faithfulness and for the words of David. And now, dear friends, we love to read our daily devotional each day with you from Christian Educators. And today's devotional is written by Dan Elliott, and it is entitled, Be Filled with Power from God Today. The prayer. Let us be in awe of you, O God, today. You are so much bigger than our difficulties, and may we remember to praise and adore you. Amen. And the scripture that Dan chosen is so beautiful, from Ephesians 3:16 to 19. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit. And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love really is. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Paul's prayer is a good one, and I am lifting it heavenward for you who read these words today. Whatever you must face today, God has what you need. He has that mighty inner strength that will cause you to remain steadfast in Christ's love and grace. When Christ is increasingly at home in your heart, day after day, then life gets better and better. Even while facing difficulties and challenges, the joys go deeper and the peace becomes sweeter. After a while, you begin to receive from God's Spirit within you tiny glimpses of just how incomprehensibly big God's love is. However large you can imagine it, it is infinitely larger. As you receive these glimpses of God's awesome love, something happens within you. Life begins to expand within you. Power to engage God's love, share God's peace, and express God's joy begins to expand in your life with enriched meaning. This is the life Christ died to give you now on earth, and it is merely a small shadow of the wonder awaiting us in eternity, where we will reign with Christ. May the Spirit of God exercise all that these scriptures say as you read the words today. And from Ephesians 4, verse 1 through 3, Dan's signature verse, lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other's faults because of your love. Always keep yourselves united with the Holy Spirit and bind yourselves together with peace. And that, dear friends, was our daily devotional for today, Friday, September the 18th. Now, the rest of our program is dedicated to our theme, Prayer, Care, and Dare. 180 scripture prayers, 180 suggestions for caring for others on campus, and 180 guidelines to dare to live out your faith as a Christian gracefully and humbly in the public schools. Let us begin with prayer. So each day, I have a scripture that we say, and then we pray. Today's scripture is about being beautiful again, and it's from Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Have you ever looked at the beauty of your colleagues? Even those with whom we do not associate socially, there is beauty in everything and everyone that God has created. And now, dear friends, let's pray this scripture. I'm going to do a sample prayer, but a true prayer from my heart to your heart to his heart. I hope that you try it also. Dear Heavenly Father, give us eyes to see beauty, Lord. You have shown us in your word that the feet of those who bring good news, who publish salvation, and who say to Zion, our God reigns, are beautiful. Thank you for the good news, Lord. Help us to have a heart for our colleagues and their salvation. Let us see them as beautifully created as you see them. Thank you, Lord, for eyes that see your way. We ask in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Now, these prayers are also on a YouTube channel. They're very short, a minute and a half, but sometimes that's all the time you have. Let us be in prayer together, dear friends, each and every school day. Now, the second portion is care. Caring for others on campus is our calling, because Jesus said to us, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, in this year where there's a lot of pressure, we need to go out of our way to care for our colleagues and our students. Mother Teresa reminds us that not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Our suggestion for today on our 19th day together is to greet others before they greet you. Show yourself friendly. This is much like our charge in Titus 2, verse 7. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. So you greet somebody first. You be the one to initiate a conversation, and do it purposely all day today and see what a difference it makes. Go out of your way to be friendly, my friends. And then finally, let's take a look at dare. Now, dare is the sense of knowing your rights, knowing your freedoms, and knowing the guidelines that are written out by the Department of Ed. So for the next 60 plus days, we're going to be looking at the guidelines in great, minute detail. And these are just fascinating, my friends. So you can find them. They're called the Federal Guidelines for Religious Liberties in the Public Schools. You can Google any of those words. You can go on our blog at ceai.org, go down to resources and hit around the word in 180 days. That's where you'll find the blog version of this podcast. All week, we looked at the guidelines for local districts to have a policy that protects constitutionally protected prayer. And then we looked at the state that has to make sure they're compliant to it. And now the federal government. So this says the General Education Provisions Act also authorizes the secretary to bring enforcement actions against recipients of federal education funds that are not compliant with this law. This is huge, my friends. So those districts that do not have a guideline for protecting constitutionally protected prayers can lose their federal funding. Wow, that's big. You gotta love America. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, I do want to discuss our corporate constitutionally protected prayer, because it is private and it is not with the children and it is among ourselves. And it's called the 1:16 p.m. prayer. And we do it every single day by alarm, because that's a crazy time of the day. And we pray together silently and privately and only momentarily. And today, on September the 18th, we're going to be praying that our students have a teachable spirit all year long. I look so forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. And now, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of a portion from our reading today in Psalm 18. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Dear Lord, we take refuge in you. You are our rock and refuge. You are the way and the life and the truth. Show us, Lord. Show us how we can be more like you to our students and colleagues and our parents, the whole school community, Lord. Let us bless them. We ask for all of this in the holy and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Be kind to one another, my friends. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.